You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie is down in Myrtle Beach for a bachelor party long weekend. He's already sending out pictures of himself drinking iced tea mixed with vodka. I've texted him to see how many deep he is. He's not gotten back to me, which leads me to believe he's drunk enough to not be, like, glued to his phone or
He doesn't feel that he owes you that, which means, yeah, I would start to bet the over at that point.
Well, I think it speaks to a delayed reaction. You know what I mean?
It just speaks to you're not a priority. I think if he was lower on the end of the drink number, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you, right away. He's way more about having fun.
So you managed to spin this into something that is now an anti-pony.
No, it's that he's not concerned with responding to either of us.
Okay.
He's thinking about having fun with his buddies, which he should be.
If Pat Freiermuth texted him right now, would he get back to him?
Yes.
So if Pat had texted and said, hey, how many deep are you from listening to our show, he'd immediately get a response.
Yes.
So how can I not take what you said as an insult or dig at me?
It's an insult or dig at both of us. Do you want me to ask him? Say, hey, Donnie, can you follow up with this?
Do you think if Pomp had sent him a message 10
minutes
ago?
No, actually. I think we would get a response before Pomp. If Craig asked him how many beers deep he was, he'd say he's looking into it.
Charlie, do you want to defend yourself in this Pompiani gate scenario that we have here where he's blaming you for blowing the show off in the 3 o'clock hour?
I would rather not. There's already been one producer who's been at war with Pompiani, and I don't want to be number two.
Very well done.
Smart man.
Things happen in this business. It's miscommunication. Let's chalk it up to that. I'll be better tomorrow. We'll be better tomorrow.
Very sharp.
All right, let's do the debrief. You've got it. What do we have?
The debrief. May 15th, 2025. The Indianapolis Colts, every NFL team has their own schedule release thing, their video. They've gotten funnier and cuter with it as the years have gone on. The Colts released their video, an animated video, which they have since had to take down because they had a little animation of a dolphin in the water with a Tyreek Hill jersey being arrested by the Coast Guard.
All right, I have a take on this that might get people upset.
I feel like
this is one of those things where we have in this country and in the way we do things, there's a clear line between people that are allowed to pretty much say and do whatever they want and then others that are held to a much higher politically correct standard. For example,
let's
just say for some reason, like Shane Gillis had somebody on his team make like a video of an NFL video that had...
It's the same thing that the Colts social team did.
I think it would get a huge pop.
Probably. He's a comedian. That's the expectation.
But the expectation for these schedule releases have morphed into humor. The Steelers' schedule release video was all about just...
I didn't even watch theirs. I prime myself for one team's video. It's Chargers. The Chargers every year. And God, did they just roast Pickens and the Steelers. God, did they bury Pickens. No children allowed, it said. had a sign that said that this track ends in 9 feet 8 inches. Yeah. Just, I really enjoyed the roasting.
So if it's
they
all
put
about
on.
Trying to crack people up, the Jaguars hired that guy. You know the dude everyone mocked on social media for like putting out his daily routine, where he would like splash.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Dunk his face in the
he
ice
would
water.
Use
yeah,
the peel from the banana to
yeah.
his face.
That guy was like a division. I think he played running back
dude,
at like App State.
They hired him like not just like.
So is he in? Is he in on the joke?
Yeah, he's clearly in on the joke now. I mean, you pay him enough.
I hope he was in on the joke from the beginning, but I think the problem is that he was. I have a bad feeling, very serious at the start.
Like, I
anyway.
Get it. You don't want NFL teams to push the envelope that far.
Well, I have a separate take on this. Yours is that certain people are held to a different standard if a comedian does it or whatever. I have a very specific take on this one. I actually didn't watch the video, but I think Charlie pretty much, if it's an animated video where a dolphin and Tyreek Hill jersey is getting arrested by the Coast Guard. That arrest situation seemed pretty bad. Watching the videos, like, not great.
Yeah.
Like, didn't like it. I think Tyreek Hill himself is a bad enough guy that I don't want to extend any grace to him.
Well, and he's come out and said he found the whole thing funny.
So are they mad? Are they worried that they offended like law enforcement with the video more than Hill? Like, I don't. I guess I'm wondering under what auspices were they told to take it down?
Wrongfully arrested for things, maybe.
Okay,
I don't know.
Hill actually finding it funny makes me glad that they took it down. Then, if it
the Colts released a statement,
what was the statement?
We removed our schedule release video because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft. It included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like they were apologizing to like the concept of that was a kind of a not good arrest video originally that they were lampooning. It sounds like they were apologizing to Hill. This
How's
is where
Microsoft.
I don't. Yeah, that's weird.
They used the Microsoft program to make it.
Yes, obviously, presumably, because like the Chargers even had to do a little disclaimer for Minecraft and everything like that.
Okay.
If it's they were, hey, we took it down in part because we were mainly like sorry that we ran afoul of Tyreek Hill. I don't buy that. I think Tyreek Hill is a pretty clearly and proven bad enough guy on his own that he doesn't deserve any special grace here. None.
Anything else, Borges?
Yes. There's a meeting next week, I believe, between the NFL and the NFLPA regarding the participation of NFL athletes in the upcoming Olympics for flag football.
Okay, I don't think we should let them participate. I don't need to watch the Dream Team. I need us to prove as a country that we are even better than everybody. We are like three layers deep better at all football-related games like this by just sending a bunch of guys who aren't on the level athletically of NFL players and just winning that way. I don't want to see NFL players destroying other teams from other countries in flag football.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be one of those things where, like, guys kind of like fudge dual citizenship and American players
they
end
might.
Up playing for other countries. In this.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's the Olympics. If you're a big-time NFL player, I mean, I'll use Tyreek Hill because people always laugh and say he would be an insanely good flag football player. Are you going to risk, like, hurting yourself if you're a younger guy who hasn't made the crazy money yet doing this? Why would you?
For the branding and promotion and also, like,
what's,
the sponsorships.
What's worth more money? The sponsorship stuff that might come out of it or a big contract you might leave on the table.
I don't know. I have a weird
feeling. Like, if you were DK Metcalf and you hadn't signed that big deal with the Steelers.
I have a weird feeling right now that When is this? 28. I have a weird feeling Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the Olympics as the quarterback in this, and it's a way for the Olympics to capitalize on the popularity of the NFL and their biggest stars.
I don't think you should be allowed to play in it. If they let the NFL players play, I think you should have to be a certain level down the ladder. Like, I'd love to see if Nathan Peterman can lead Team USA to gold or Kenny Pickett. Like, I think it would be fun to watch, like, lesser-tier NFL players try to ball out.
It'd also be much more interesting if it was not, like, countries and it was states. If they did a flag football competition that involved NFL players, but it was Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio,
I mean, smart money's
Florida,
on Florida right there.
Georgia, California, Texas.
Sneaking up in the weeds, laying in the weeds here is Maine.
Jersey
has some good players.
Yeah, Jersey would have, I mean... And then you'd have to say, like, is it the city you were born in or where you went to high school or something? Because all these kids would have transferred down to, like, IMG Academy or Montverde or
no,
whatever.
No, I think it would have to be, like, where you were born.
So then if this rule applied for baseball and it was a state versus state, we could claim Ken Griffey Jr. for that
back in the day. Sure.
I just don't – I genuinely, all kidding aside, I don't really want to see NFL players, man. I think, like – I understand the branding part of it, Pony. And like,
I don't
hey,
really want to see flag football in the Olympics, period. I don't
put him in pads, play him against the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks. Good luck.
Okay, but here's the problem. Like, if they're playing NFL football,
yeah, they're screwed.
They're going to destroy the New Zealand
now,
All Blacks. They can do the haka dance. They can do the haka dance.
They're not going to get destroyed.
Is it haka or haka?
The haka.
No, they're getting destroyed, Charlie.
I think that'd be a lot closer than you would think.
No, it wouldn't, Charlie. Uh-huh. I know those guys are big and tough and insane. The NFL team would waste
them.
There's
something called the forward pass that they're unfamiliar with.
Just like if you put the NFL team in a rugby game, those big NFL players are going to cut. No, they're not. They're going to lose that game.
I call me crazy. I think they'd be a lot
Charlie,
closer
you
than you
are
would
crazy.
Think.
No, it would not be close.
Only one way to find out. Put them in pads. Put them against the All Blacks. Done.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief. Starring Charlie Borges.
That was actually a good debrief, though. I give him credit.
You were expecting something less than that?
No, I mean, it's always hard to sub in
Do
for,
you
like,
think less
for
of
the
me?
Man. No, it's always hard to sub in for like the guy who has made that segment his own or any segment his own. And I thought you really put your own individual stamp on it. I'm impressed.
Will Mike Tomlin have his first losing season as Steelers coach? We'll pick the Steelers schedule and go over what Ryan Clark had to say about Mike Tomlin's situation right now with the Steelers on ESPN this afternoon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.